The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/who is he.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn fucking ears. And the place to goddamn fucking be. Thanks to those of you who've subscribed on djnewstyleshow.com, the official website of this fine time waster. The DJ New Style Show. Listen, do you even notice that I'm fading the music out? You know, if I didn't point it out, you probably wouldn't. I'm doing it like a goddamn pro and a goddamn champ. And speaking of goddamn pros and champs, the reigning title holder of Bald Fuck 2011. You're a friend of mine. Everybody the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy? How's everything?
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. And you as well. To you and yours, Frank. Is this an occasion that warrants the Jesus Christ. Can you maybe do a wind sprint? So you're not fucking
I only got
exhausted?
3 hours of sleep last night, so I'm on fumes.
Partying that hard?
No.
Well, what are you doing? Why are you so tired? 3 hours of sleep. Frank, you were celebrating the independence of our fine nation. If you yawn again, I'll rip out your fucking larynx. Larynx? Larynx. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that makes you vocally you will be fucking gone and shaped like the bottom of a New Balance. What were you doing?
My wife bought me a pair of New Balance sneakers.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah, why?
What color?
White.
Frank, white? Like white on white? Do they even make those?
White on white.
I've never seen a white on white New Balance. Never. And I've looked at every fucking New Balance there is. Why are you wearing fucking nurse shoes, as Barb calls them, or as Ed is now calling them, in the HearUsTalk.com chat room? Where if you ever want to catch this podcast that you download and just block out the fucking... The drivel being spewed over the fucking canvas walls of your cubicle. If you ever want to check it out, you go there Tuesday nights at 9. We got some live listeners like Ed, who just basically suggested that you're wearing the shoes of a pedophile. So white on white New Balance. Are you rocking them, Frank? Are you?
I have my house shoes on now. I wore them out.
They're the outside shoes.
Yeah.
Do you buy basically two different pairs and. You wear one in the house and you wear one outside because you want to maintain this fucking facade of being someone who's concerned about cleanliness and germs. That's good. It's okay. But let's talk about the 4th of July, Frank. You wished me a happy 4th of July. Is this something that when someone says that to you, do you have to extend it back to them? Is it that type of holiday? Let me ask you this.
Well, which holiday is like that?
A Christmas.
An Easter.
A New Year.
And Thanksgiving.
There's some kind of sentiment with it. Like, at this point, there's a spirit to those holidays. What's the spirit of a 4th of July? Of a Memorial Day? A Labor Day? What is the spirit of these holidays?
The spirit of Labor Day is barbecue.
Yeah.
And beer.
Yeah, getting fatter, basically. It's getting fatter and doing something that
what did you do
fucking regret.
On July 4th?
I sat at home at my parents' house and ate hamburgers. So it was an afternoon of hot dogs, hamburgers, and the usual salads
with solo cups. Well, I mean, you say usual salads, Frank. You were going to ask which, but I mean, you know, you have your coleslaw.
Macaroni and potato.
Of course. Of course. And if you want to jazz it up, you want to fucking go for broke and really have people rave over your fucking potluck salad, maybe go with a seven layer. You could do that.
Seven layer salad?
A seven layer salad.
What the hell is a seven layer salad?
Go, you know what? Go nuts. Go Japanese. Go fucking seafood.
Are you
salad.
A fan of three bean salad?
No, I'm not. And here's why. Because everyone I've ever seen has been sold as something that people would use as a decorative item. Like those little oils with the fucking three bean salad in there, the people actually put on like a shelf to make it look like they use their kitchen, but they fucking don't. And so because of that, the actual shelf life that these fucking three bean salads have lived, it has to be treacherously long. So I never trust them. They always seem like stale and gross to me.
I went to the fireworks yesterday in Clark, New Jersey.
Oh, and, the White Island.
Okay, I'm not going to comment on that.
That's funny because you were the
Where'd
one
you hear about that?
You were the one who told me that. Anyway, so you went to Clark, New Jersey.
Right, Clark.
You don't even have to lock your doors in Clark, New Jersey. Okay, continue. The fireworks.
And what happened is that the fireworks, they tell you to be there at 8:30. They're at Arthur L. Johnson High School. Now, this is what I understand about Clark. They call their high school Arthur L. Johnson. Why not call it Clark High School? I mean, show some pride in your town.
Well, they're actually showing some respect to whoever Arthur L. Johnson is.
Exactly.
A fucking guy who put down a goddamn check and then keeled over.
All right.
And then eventually he's just a fucking name. He's a fucking name.
And what happened was we got there at 8:30.
Jesus, could you okay, I'm sorry, man.
I told you I was tired.
I know you're fucking tired. Could you stay? Do like a. You know one of those moves you did.
Mic away from my mouth.
No, you know one of those moves you did when you were warming up in the video when we were gonna go eat ice cream in New Brunswick.
Swim?
You do kind of like almost a squat thrust kind of move where you kind of stand up, put your arms out, and then crouch down and then stand up. I think it's like a deep knee bend. You
right.
might need to do a couple of deep knee bends or something. Just get the blood flowing to your fucking brain. I don't know.
So what happened was we went to
Why don't you get the quick cup of coffee from the Keurig?
Because did I tell you about the fucking thing? The second one fucking broke.
Oh yeah, no, you mentioned. I think you mentioned that, and
however,
you said
they're now sending me a third one.
Oh Jesus! So is this what you're gonna do now?
It's not. I'm doing anything.
Are they? Let me ask you this. Are they asking for the second one back?
They ask for they always ask for a piece of it. I have to send them a piece of the other one. It's the cup holder part on snaps, and you got to send that back to them.
Oh, okay, send that back to them. So you know what you do is you buy one, and here's the scam. If you were a lowlife degenerate, you would buy one, remove that piece, and just return it to whatever store and say the piece was missing. And then instantly you have a free second Keurig. But they gave you a third one. This is you're now on your third Keurig.
It hasn't been delivered yet, but it's in the process.
Now, do you remember when your first one broke? We had a little bit of a conversation about this as to maybe why it isn't working or why it stopped working. Do you remember what I told you?
Refresh my memory.
You're not filtering the water. You're putting in your fucking... The type of water they'd use in a CLR commercial, that fucking scaly, hard water that when it gets...
So is everybody and their mother. People, what do you think? People are buying distilled water to put it in there? Come on.
Yes, we're all buying
bottles. I don't know what distilled water is. I just know you put it in you put it in irons.
No one is buying distilled water to make coffee, but they might...
What is this? Do you know what distilled water is?
I know that I had to make it in chemistry class. I really don't even know.
Were you good in chemistry? I was good in chemistry class, except for the labs. I always, because I feared the chemicals. I feared that they would blind me, or something. So I would always do terrible at the labs.
Well, they told us a few horrible things, like they had magnesium strips those little metal magnesium strips that they basically said don't burn them and look at it because you will go blind. Like they had, they put that power in a fucking 16-year-old's hands. Here's something that will blind a human if you set it on fire. So naturally, we stole a fucking spool of it, and when we were at one of our fucking places we went, like a Fuddruckers or something, there was some dumb douchebag there, who, by the way, was already deaf. Okay, this is how little this guy valued his senses. He's deaf, and I'll tell you why. Like. Anyway, here's the story. I'll go into why he's definitely maybe at another time. But we told him that we had the magnesium and what it could do if you set it on fire. He's like, I'll fucking look at it. I don't care. I'll fucking look at it. I don't care. So he took it and he just fucking lit it ablaze. It's going off like a fucking sparkler. And he's holding it like an inch from his face, staring at it. He's such a fucking idiot. The reason he's deaf is because he went to like a hardcore show in like the mid 90s and someone dared him to stick his head in the fucking speakers and he did it and he lost his hearing. Oh, he's one of those people. One of those fucking people. So yeah, we would do all that kind of shit. I wasn't good in chemistry though. Not really the mark of a good chemistry student if you're stealing the chemicals so as to permanently disfigure or limit the capacity of another human being. But at that point, people started programming games into their calculator. Did you ever have that? Like, did you even have any idea of what that is? Like, I know you didn't have it because the idea of a calculator for you is like the free one you get at a bank. That has,
I'm
like,
still
the
using
solar
my Casio cell. From 1990.
No backspace on it. Nothing. Not even like a second key. You can't even do a square.
It's solar powered.
You can't, yeah. It's powered by the sun. I remember I saw a fucking calculator with the little solar cell in the discount bins at Target. Like everything is a dollar. Like for some reason every Target has a dollar store section right near the fucking. The hot dog and popcorn cafe, what my friend Scott called the saddest place in the world, the hot dog and popcorn cafe at a Target that has now gotten the plastic carts. For some reason, if your Target has the plastic carts, it just seems so much more skeevy. It seems like a fucking public bathroom.
Well, Targets only came to this neck of the woods within the last 10 years. They weren't around when I was a youngster.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, there's a lot that wasn't around when you were a youngster. But so this calculator that was in like the dollar store section of the rapidly deteriorating Target stores actually said solar panels for decoration only. They actually put this fucking little brown film in three squares along the top of it just to make it look even better. Like that's such an amazing feature that you would need to spoof it. If it didn't exist, that's what they did. But the reason I wasn't good in chemistry, Frank, is because people had graphing calculators, and there was a whole shell of games that people could have, like a shell that would run all these fucking programs, and one of them was Tetris. And so we would pass around this one kid's calculator and literally just play Tetris the entire time. And that's basically what I did for all of chemistry. Now, keep in mind, I pulled a B+ in chemistry. I have no memory of it, except for the stories I'm telling you now, where I know I played Tetris every class. I know we basically dared a kid to blind himself. And I know I was there. But somehow I pulled a B+. I don't know how it worked. But it's just one of those things. I guess high school really doesn't fucking matter, or didn't. Back then, but you just were afraid of the chemicals.
Yeah, I was definitely. I always cheated in the labs. I always had to cheat off of somebody because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Same thing with biology
so
labs too. I never understood the labs.
Why did you cheat? What's the matter with you?
Because I didn't want to touch any of the chemicals, so I would just have somebody do it
like,
for
but
me.
But biology too. It's not just the chemicals.
Biology. I was not good in biology as well.
Was it because
I didn't want to touch those things?
The dissections that you had to do.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch them.
That little hard orange frog eye. That little fucking tiny marble of an eye that was inside. I remember my high school had like an AP biology class that I was never in, obviously.
Obviously, you went to community college.
Well, I mean, by choice. I got in a few places. I chose to go to community college. I was one of the few people that...
Why don't you go to a real college?
Yeah, you should,
AKA
you should go to you should go to a real college. Meanwhile, he's going to like fucking CUNY, right? Is that a real college? I don't know. Anyway, he's Russian and blind. Speaking of blind people that were not dared to be blind, that were unfortunately blind by a nuclear blinded by a nuclear mishap. Anyway, Alex Webbs, we miss you.
I miss Alex Webbs' closet.
Yeah, I miss the fact that he's still in it. So the AP biology classes, I would know because you would walk by and you see these people. They were in lab coats. Like, I was still wearing my fucking, my dumb street clothes, like Puma shoes or whatever. And they're in there with goggles and fucking lab coats. And they have the same dissection bins, but they each got their own. And I saw all you could see were four little furry legs sticking straight up from each pan. And when you ask what, like, you talk to people, you figure out what it was. They were actually dissecting cats.
Shh.
Fucking cats.
You know what? I remember seeing that when I was in high school. I do remember seeing that. It was pretty vile.
Is it really that difficult to get a squirrel? Like, do you have to do? Like, do you have to kill a cat? And their legs are outstretched. I mean, they probably died like Han Solo. Like lured into some kind of fucking gas chamber.
I'm gonna think that you were the kind of kid in high school who wore the T-shirt with the flannel over it and had it open. Were you one of those jackasses?
You mean like anybody from '91?
Oh, that's what I thought.
I wasn't. I did that a few times, but no. Most of those people are currently either serving time. The ones that I know, they're either serving time or they're still wearing that shirt. But they just fish a lot more than they did. They always looked like they were getting ready to go on a fucking rowboat with that flannel shirt and a fucking T-shirt underneath it.
So let me finish my story with the fireworks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't let me interrupt. Clark, New Jersey.
So we went to the fireworks and get there at 8:30. They're supposed to start at like dusk.
Sure.
And
Oh, so they told you they got you in there with the 8:30.
Yeah. And we know we are you the kind of person who, when you go to fireworks or anything like that, are you the kind of person who has to bring like a blanket and chairs, or are you just the kind of guy who just stands? Do you gotta get all homey and bring snacks and drinks and all that crap and make it like it's a fucking your fucking home, or do you prefer to stand? How do you do it?
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
You went to the fireworks.
Yes.
And the way you're speaking of it, you probably stood. Right? Well, did you not stand?
I didn't stand. Okay. But the thing about when you see fireworks is you see everybody's fucking dirty blankets. Everybody's got to bring their disgusting dirty blanket. They take their fucking shoes off.
Yeah.
They have their little snack and their little juice. Okay, you're there to watch some fucking – don't make it your fucking house. It's my whole theory about making things your home that's not your home, okay?
Yeah,
you're sitting on grass, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but they're on a blanket. Have you ever heard of a picnic? They're having a little picnic and watching some fireworks.
Yeah. So what happened was...
I don't understand. Did you go with your family?
Yes, I went with my...
And you forced them to stand? Or did they bring their blanket?
No. We brought those chairs that you bring that you could fold up and put in a little bag.
Yeah, so you're a self-hating picnicker.
Okay.
No, you're self-hating.
So we get there at 8:30. You know, we're waiting patiently. And you know, don't invade my space. We sat at the end because we wanted to make sure we were able to take off. And then you have these bastards, the nerve to come in here at 9 o'clock and to sit right in front of us while we've been waiting for 45 minutes. And they come in here at 9 o'clock and only have to wait 5 minutes. It aggravates me.
We went to a fireworks show with my parents and... They kind of didn't know the time. They gave us a rough – it's like, it's like 8:30 or like 9:30, like that. That's what they told us. So we better get there. We'll get a good spot. Okay. We got there at fucking 7. We got there at fucking 7 o'clock. It's like as bright as noon. There's not, like, you hear the occasional pop. Like, it's get starting. It's starting. You know, it's just some asshole trying to fucking psych out the goddamn people that are on their blankets eating their snacks as we were.
Oh,
shoes off.
Okay, there you
on
go.
A blanket hanging
there
out.
There you go.
Perfect seats because we were the first ones there.
And it all went to pot.
And now what happens? Now it happens. The kids with their fucking baseball gloves start coming by. They don't know how to catch right. They don't know how to fucking throw right. They're throwing the ball. There's just some five-year-old just deciding to throw himself down a fucking hill. I don't know if this has ever been fun to you. He was literally just throwing himself down a hill. Like, not sliding as if he had an invisible sled, but just, like, as if he was being tossed out of a bar down a fucking hill.
Mommy, can I run up the hill, Mommy, please?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
No, tell me what you were saying.
When you said that, it reminded me of my oldest daughter when she used to like to run down the hill when she was a little girl.
So what would she say to you?
She says, Mommy, can I run down the hill? And it just brought back memories. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
When did she used to do that?
After preschool, there was a little hill, and she just go, Mommy, if I picked her up, can I run down the hill, please, Mommy, Daddy, can I please run down the hill? And everybody used to run down the hill, so it just brought back memories.
Just running down the hill. Not even sure that the hill would hurt her. She probably felt invincible.
Yeah.
She was your little girl, Frank. Your little girl. When's the last time she asked if she could run down the hill, Frank?
I can't even remember.
Hmm.
All right, shut that fucking music off.
Why?
Now.
What's going on?
Shut the music off.
She used to ask to run down the hill, but now she don't anymore. She's getting older, doesn't need you for shit. She's gonna leave you there when you get old to rot. Well, this makes you sad?
Yeah, please stop it.
Daddy, can I run down the hill, Daddy? Daddy, why are you losing your hair, Daddy? Why do you have a big paunch, Daddy? He had his headphones off. Okay, it's over, Frank. It's over.
All right.
Okay. Did you hear me talk about your paunch?
My paunch? Why'd you bring my paunch?
I just suggested that maybe your daughter, when she started becoming curious about your hair loss, might become curious about your paunch. So,
you know what? That time when I went for that period of time when I used to wear the toupee, I remember her saying, "Why is your head so sticky?" She used to pull my hair. She goes, "Why is it so sticky?" Because she didn't know what the hell it was.
Nobody. I got news for you. Nobody knows what the hell it was. There are barbers that try to take their little round brush and sweep it off your head. They keep thinking they have to finalize the job of shaving your head, so they try to sweep that fucking nuisance off your dome. So, as I was saying, Frank, we have perfect spots. There's a hill by us. There's kids throwing the fucking ball, missing, like almost hitting us. And when they stop playing, they have the same chairs you have. Like the chairs that have like a quiver. And they go over, they sling them over their shoulder. Right. They go there and they line them up right in front of us.
Ooh.
They moved it right the fuck in front of us.
Oh, man.
And they're sitting there, and we're at the beginning of a hill. And it's a steep, steep hill. And we were right at the front, at the safest possible spot. They decide to sit on these fucking rickety chairs on a goddamn incline. And now, every time they're oohing and aahing, ginormous! It's ginormous! It's humongous! Like, they're just fucking describing the size of the explosion that they're seeing. And every time they go fucking apeshit, seeing a new color, the chair almost falls over. And now, I'm at this point, I am praying, if there is a God, let me have a lucid dream of this exact moment so that I can make the decision to fucking do what I think everybody wants to do. And put the waffle of my shoe on their spine and kick them down the fucking hill. Every little teeter, they go, every little I was just watching that. my show, my fireworks show, was watching and hoping a child would fall down this hill. And it, by the way, it's a hill that's cut off by a retaining wall. It's about 8 feet tall and a fucking gravelly parking lot. So if they tilted the wrong fucking way, we would have been so relieved and it would have been well worth it. And at some point, I just started doing the, you know when you try to make noise and you try to make it look like you're not saying something? Like you try to tell somebody to shut up, but you just, like they're making a lot of noise, so you just go, shut up! And you don't move your lips so they don't kind of know who it is because they're too loud and they're too self-absorbed. At one point, one of the kids goes, did someone tell us to shut up? And he almost fell down the hill because he tried to turn around and see exactly who it was. So, Frank, yeah, I understand getting your position usurped by fucking latecomers. I understand it quite well. My entire fireworks show was fucking ruined. And I ate my snack. I didn't enjoy it.
What did you bring? What kind of snack did you bring?
You bring some fucking, some like almonds.
Did you get bit at all?
Oh, yeah.
One bite. Not one fucking bite did I get.
I wonder what it is. You probably have something in your blood. You probably
I usually get bit.
You probably have bitter tasting blood to these insects.
You know those
it's all that aspartame. You drink a lot of diet soda.
Love diet soda, man.
Yeah, see?
You know those chairs that you put in the little bag, do they have a particular name to them or is it called collapsible chairs?
Just call them bag chairs. Call them bag chairs.
What are they called, sir?
Bag chairs.
Bag chairs?
No, I don't know what the fuck. They're folding chairs. They're folding lawn chairs. I have other lawn chairs.
Went to fireworks. You know what I went to Saturday? I went to
Gay
Jeff's.
Bar.
Jeff's had a little get together.
Oh, okay.
Barbecue action. He was the former host of the What Show.
The What Show, yeah.
And Ed McGrath came.
Really?
And he brought a fucking sofa with him.
Wait,
this fucking chair he brought with him.
Ed brought a sofa with him?
He brought a fucking sofa with him. Motherfucker brought his own fucking chair. It was so embarrassing.
Wait, now you're saying a sofa. Obviously, it's not something that's upholstered. Was it like an inflatable chair?
No.
Was it a chaise lounge?
It was one of those chairs.
It was a chaise lounge?
It was one of those chairs, but you could have fit K+8 on that fucking thing, man.
Wow, if you got that without a stutter, that would have been great.
Yeah.
K+8 could fit on it.
I don't know. I don't know why he brought his own chair. It was embarrassing.
Well, maybe he wanted carte blanche as far as wherever he could sit.
He wanted to have
seating carte blanche.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee with a latte with him.
So what's wrong with that? He had a drink.
I don't know. Bring some for everybody.
Shut the fuck up. At this point, that's a driving drink, and he wasn't finished with it, so he brought it with him. That's acceptable. I don't know about the huge lawn chair thing, though, but you know what it is? Here's the deal. Ed is a bigger guy, okay? And as somebody who has a family friend who's a bigger dude, you kind of know why they tend to bring their own chairs. And God bless him for doing it. My dad's friend is a hefty person. He's got some meat on him. And he has broken at least 7 of our fucking our patio chairs. Like, my parents have gone through sets of chairs because the fucking plastic bands just snap. Speaking of the devil, by the way, the devil who needs to turn down his audio, 316-768-4472. That's the number if you would like to call the DJ New Style Show. You're listening live. Maybe you want to speak to me and Frank. You can call 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a bald, miserable germ freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is the guy that has its own chair.
Ed, I applaud you. I applaud you for bringing your own chair.
I mean, I don't know what the situation is. Like as Ken said, I'm a big guy. Hey, Frank, what happened to a certain pal talker that has an animal in his name? What happened to him?
What pal talker has an animal in their name?
Are you talking about somebody who like, does the animal go bad like that?
I think you're on to something.
Oh, Jesus. Sheepy broke a chair.
Yes, he broke a chair. well, collapsed right to his ass.
Now, what type of chair are we talking about? The little molded?
I think it was one of those plastic, green plastic
the molded
chairs.
Plastic chairs that, like, yeah, anybody, yeah, like, 150 pounds plus would break.
Yeah. And Ed was laughing as he fell, and I thought it was wrong for you to be laughing.
Oh, no, I was not laughing.
Well, maybe Ed's laughing because Ed knew to bring his own chair.
Well, that's what he said. He says, now you know why I brought my own chair.
There you go.
Exactly.
So why are you making fun of him, Frank? I mean, no offense, but according to your Wii, you are your BMI is what?
I'm morbidly obese.
So morbidly obese people.
But I'm also 27 years old. So think about them potatoes.
Morbidly obese people are at risk of breaking cheap chairs. Okay. And I mean, I'm not saying that. Ed, I'm not. Your audio is terrible, by the way. I'm trying to work it as best I can.
I tell him that all the time. It sucks. It's awful.
Well, but you're just talking about his voice. I'm not he's actually like echoing everything that I say. The thing about it, Ed, is that I think it was a smart move. Anybody who makes fun of it, obviously, now they know someone will just sit down on a chair and it fucking snaps. And it's embarrassing for the person who falls to the ground. And it sucks for the owner of the chair. they're out one.
Exactly.
See?
So I'm thinking about the Shanes who were nice enough to host us. I didn't want to wreck their furniture.
So you guys had a good time over there? I guess not.
Yeah, it was great.
Jesus Christ. Why the delay?
I thought you were talking to Eddie.
You guys.
Okay. No, it was great. He put on a nice spread. Shane knows how to put on a good spread. I got to be honest
with you. What kind of food are we talking about here?
He had, Hispanic food.
Oh, Hispanic?
Flan.
You mean like Latin?
Yeah, flan. He had other stuff too.
Wow. A nice platter of flan. You're really making it sound exotic. Jesus.
But it was good. It was good time.
Flan and it's other stuff. You picked probably the most uninteresting sounding food.
Well,
and I'm sure it was much more than that. There was no meat, Frank?
There was meat. There was chickens and burgers and hot dogs.
But why do you go dessert over actual meal?
I was just trying to pick the Latin stuff. That's the only Latin thing I could see.
Oh, so you tried to bill it as some kind of fucking fiesta.
Right.
But it just ended up that it was barbecue food, maybe with a Latin flair. Very good.
Okay.
Good. Well, good on Jeff for only losing one chair, Ed. So thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say to Frank about, criticizing you for the chair?
Well, you know, he likes to criticize. Let's put it that way. He's very insecure in himself, so his defense mechanism is to criticize other people.
Ed, would you say that it's almost like if he sees a lot of people dressed up in a tie and he's wearing a beach shirt, he'll make fun of the people wearing the tie just to make himself feel good?
Let me give you a case in point.
Okay.
he'll deny this, but I know in his heart of hearts it's what he feels. So he had some problems with his internet.
Yeah.
His speed was a little on the low side. Mm. To make a long story short,
my GPS is only... Go ahead.
He's using a router from 1998.
Okay.
So that gave him about 3 Mbps.
Right.
So the cable guy tells him, your router's old. Get a new one, you cheap fuck. And so he goes out and gets another one.
Yeah.
I go over to his house for the first time. And
whoa!
I know, that is big news.
Whoa!
I install said router in his office.
And I want to say, you volunteered to set this up. I did not ask you to do it. True or false?
Oh, I did. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I got air conditioners going on, white ass Brent. I apologize. So
Ed
anyway.
McGrath came into my abode. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Did he actually come into your abode? Did he excuse himself and then just rub it into the soap?
I gotta be honest with you. The day before he came to my house, he visited one of his lady friends.
Yeah.
And I was a little apprehensive about him coming.
Now, here, let me ask you, Ed. Did he make you wash your hands?
No, he didn't make me do anything. He didn't make me take my shoes off. He didn't make me wash my hands.
Okay.
I actually got a chance to hug his wife twice.
Whoa.
Keeping
count.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he was fucking snooping around my house. He said, let me look in your bedroom. He says, you're not going in my fucking bedroom. You're not going upstairs.
Frank, for about a year, you were giving him shit for not being able to see his bedroom. Exactly. Do you remember that?
You think I wanted to go into that, his fucking...
You gave him shit for it, so it seems like you wanted to.
He says he wanted to see where I have sex on my bed.
Oh, my God. And then he has to point out how many times he hugged your wife. Now, Ed, my question for you is, since he didn't make you wash your hand, how long was it between you touching his doorknob and you touching your knob?
Yeah.
It was at least 24 hours.
Four
hours?
What?
Oh, I thought you meant like taking a piss. No, it was like 24, 28 hours.
Really?
Okay.
That long?
And let me tell you.
I know I've done far, far less.
Ed, I mean,
and keep in mind, it's an hour and a half drive, and I might have gone knob to knob about 30 minutes. Just so you can do the math on that. So Ed was snooping around. Yeah, of course. Of course. So Ed was snooping around.
He was snooping around, and, you know, I don't know what he was trying to find. He kept, you know, going on and on about my foyer chandelier, how it's so low and everything and this and that. You know, it is what it is, okay? So this is what he does in my dining room. He breaks wind.
Really?
He breaks, and his farts sound just like my deceased grandmother with the hooves and grooves.
She has the same farts,
Zed.
Did it bring you back to the days when she was stirring her sausage into sauce?
His farts sound just like my grandmother. They sound just like my grandmother's farts.
I tried to blame it on the dog.
Yeah, you should have blamed it on Sophie. That would have been a hoot.
So I was a little apprehensive about him coming over because, you know, like I said, he went to one of his ladies at the night, and let's say that, you know, perhaps he and I was a little apprehensive about him.
Can you not say ladies of the night and, like, actually making it seem like he knows ninjas? Like, they're whores. They're common street whores that he fucks in
all right, listen,
in like Super 8 motels.
He performed analingus on one of these whores. And within 24 hours, he's kissing my wife. And it made me a little nervous.
For those of you who don't know, Frank, would you describe what analingus is?
Well, analingus is simply when you stick your tongue, the tip of your tongue, in the poop chute of the female.
So now, Frank, you know that if you're doing that, and the girl isn't necessarily a heroin chic, some of that shit is getting on your cheeks and nose and lips.
Oh, the bacteria in his mouth.
Not even in. I'm saying whole face. He probably looks like if you took the meat out of a taco, like all the sauce would be all over it.
And this is what he was doing.
He has ass sauce all over his fucking T-zone. And then he was a gentleman, and he gave a nice little smooch right on the cheek of your wife.
Leaving
the footprint of a Hershey's kiss right on her fucking cheek. Twice. Well, you kissed her twice.
A little peck on the cheek.
Mm. Did you open your lips slightly?
Might have been a little parsed.
See that? He parted his lips, Frank, and he probably blew a little air out, too. So, all in all, Frank, was Ed's visit to your house as nerve-wracking as we would have it, you know?
It wasn't that bad, but like I said, you know, I know where his hands were, you know, within 24 hours, so I was a little hesitant about him touching
things. The thing is, though, you don't know where anything else was. Like, you don't know if he likes to get pissed on. You don't know if he likes to get crapped on. He might have had something like on his elbow, and now that was on your dining room table. You know, I mean, you don't know. Like a little errant squirt could go all over the collar of his polo shirt. I would say that there's some kind of contamination, but obviously not a deadly amount. You're in good health, correct?
Oh yeah,
fine. Healthy as a goddamn horse.
Have you seen Ed?
Not nice. Not nice, Frank. I'm sorry.
No, I don't mean that. I mean that he plays Russian roulette with his life.
Okay, all right, enough. So anyway, so Frank, what does this replacement router do to your internet speed?
Okay, let me tell you something. For 10 years, or for however long I know, my Mbps was running at...
Stop saying those things, please. Just say your speed. Just be like every grandmother and just say speed. Don't try to use technical terms, please. Okay, so your speed was slow, and then it became fast.
Right.
What was it at? What were the official numbers?
For my whole for I don't know how long, it was I think 3.91 for the longest time.
Okay.
And I thought that was normal. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting Mbps's at 28 now.
Nice.
28.
Very good.
What is your Mbps?
I think I get 50.
Yeah, that's about what I get. So, Frank, what was your retort about that?
My retort is whether it's 28 or 50, for what I do, really wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, you could complain about the speed of your internet and not knowing anything at any fucking bandwidth rate.
Right. So Ed's bragging about his speed, and I keep telling him.
My whole point of this, and you cannot deny this, Frank, is if the fucking roles were reversed, I would have shit internet, and I would suck ass. So I want you to admit that in front of your listening audience.
Admit this right now. Nothing. Okay. Well, he's not going to admit it, Ed.
It would mean everything in the fucking world if it were reversed. Mm-hmm. I guarantee that. And that, my friends, is my whole point.
If he did it himself, it would be as if he created the artificial heart. The fact that he was able to plug wires into the same exact holes on a new device that he purchased.
Tell you, U.S. broadband's average speed is 3.9 Mbps.
Okay. Ed, thank you very much. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Eddie.
And thank you for helping out, Frank. It helps with the show that he has a viable internet connection, a reliable, viable internet connection. And it also helps on a little thing called ICU2. Now, Frank, honestly, your experience now with ICU2 versus what it used to be, much better. Because you have 28 megabits per second. You were pulling down 3. The cams were a little choppy. The audio would clip out every now and then. But now you're rocking and goddamn rolling with the fucking pioneers of internet communication, of video conferencing, ICU2. Hey, if you support them, you're supporting us. So go to ICU2.com. That's ICU2.com. Download it today. It's free to try, okay? Have you ever chatted with someone from Azerbaijan? Have you ever done it? Okay? You're not Anthony Bourdain. You fuck. You're a chubby motherfucker with a pie chart on your fucking wall and a stack of bills you haven't paid. Of course you've never chatted with someone from fucking Azerbaijan. Have you ever heard the words carte blanche? Chatted in a fucking voice chat room while seeing the words roll off of the person's lips? No, you haven't. But you can with ICU2. You'll be face to face from any place. ICU, that's ICU2.com. Frank, come on. Come on, Frank. God damn it. Are you there? Did you hang up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Wow. I'm sorry to say, I was a little bit scattered getting this show started today because Amanda and I decided to go to a barbecue. We went to a community-sponsored barbecue with some local businesses, and I have to say, it was probably the saddest fucking thing I've ever been to in my entire life. It was at a lake beach. Have you ever been to a lake beach, Frank?
Yes, I was at Lake George a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, Lake George is...
And we all know what happened with that.
Yeah, you had a rough time, and you had to make pork tenderloins, and then you fucking you stepped out before you and left about 45 people hungry. And you got a ticket. But with this, Frank, they had a little dock with a band on it. They were playing some fucking Stevie Ray Vaughan, shredding the shit out of these fucking songs, playing like amazing fucking renditions of these songs.
Are you saying that they're playing good renditions?
Like, amazing. Incredible renditions.
Okay, so they were good.
They were very good, but the reason why it was the saddest thing I've ever seen is that like these people were playing to maybe 50 or so people with their backs turned to them.
Ooh.
Like, nobody was paying attention to them. And you could tell, like, these people probably had aspirations at one point, and then they gave it up, and they decided, hey, we'll just gig on, you know, on holidays and weekends and stuff, right? And we'll keep the dream alive that way. They have, their accountant bodies. They're, like, maybe they're a dentist, something like that. Maybe they've reached some kind of stature where it's like, oh, you know, you guys hold down the fort, got a gig to play. Gonna play some fucking SRV at the lake beach. And they were pumping away at the shit. Nobody's looking at them. The whole, now, you hear community barbecue, local businesses, Frank. What are you expecting? There's a cover fee, too.
A cover fee?
You have to pay $4 to get in. You pay $4 to get in. So, sure. Now, barbecue, band, $4 to get in. What are you expecting to get for that $4?
I'm expecting to get some delicious food, some entertainment, and the grand old time.
Maybe a burger?
Of course.
316-768-4472. By the way, that's the number to call. You want to join us live on a Tuesday night. Or you could just, listen the next day at your miserable, rotten fucking job, as I would do to other shows. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas. How are you guys?
Clayton from Texas. I'm doing very well. I'm speaking to you from behind a mic screen that is made out of some kind of polymer.
Ah, nice polymer.
Palmer. Arnold Palmer.
Ah, well, speaking from somebody who lately has been listening to your show from their miserable job, and I can't catch it live, which I'm actually out of town on business having a few drinks at a bar.
Nice.
And I thought I would call in and express my support for the show, my favorite internet podcast.
Thank you so much, Clayton. I really, really appreciate it. And if you want to return the favor, Frank, and anybody listening, you go to hateustalk.com, or for now, go to hateustalk.tumblr.com, and you're going to listen to Clayton basically give you the talking to that you should have gotten about 5 years ago. Every so often he posts a new episode and basically lets you know that you're kind of being a dick. Okay? And you got to hear it. It's great. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, Don, to be honest with you, it is a weekly podcast, but I've had to take the last week or so off. Work has been extremely stressful. And so I just had to something had to break
a
little bit.
Cut out
so,
a little bit.
Obviously. So something like, a podcast or whatever is one of those things that kind of needs to. But I've got some interesting shows lined up or whatever. I feel like we've been a little serious on Hate Us Talk lately, so we're going to kind of go into the – we're going to try and lighten it up a little bit. But,
nice.
I'm definitely enjoying the support from all different directions, so it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, definitely listen to a show. Absolutely. So you're having a few drinks, and you're you thought of us, huh?
Yeah, man. I actually had kind of a. I normally delve when I'm sitting at a bar. It's kind of funny. The bar that I normally attend in Austin, I didn't know that they didn't have a blender. So I actually went off the page. And I said, "Hey, you know what? I'm feeling it's the 5th of July. I'm being festive. I actually ordered off, and I wanted a pina colada, and realized that they don't have a blender." And they go, "Well, you never noticed we don't have a blender?" I said, "No, because I always order bourbon." Well, you don't blend bourbon.
No.
So I said, "Well, so she made me something special. I think she calls Austin Sweet Tea, where they have this special sweet tea flavored vodka, and they put cranberry juice and some amaretto in it, and ice. It's actually quite fantastic."
I can't wait to taste one and drive at the same time.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic. It lets you plow over people who have, speaking of which, before I forget, I actually saw, not that, to break a stereotype for the people that I live around just north of, but I actually did see a guy driving a minivan with, you know what, when I say a Galaxy box fan?
No, what is that?
Like, well, like a, you know, like a box fan, like a little box fan that you would plug in your house.
Yeah, you just put it on the in the window of your dorm. It's one of those shitty grandma fans. You don't want to get
Galaxy
AC.
Is a brand.
Yeah. Oh, excuse us, Frank.
Yeah, and he actually, you know, because he doesn't have air conditioning in his car, he actually had it strapped to the front of his dash. Right next to the, Virgin de Guadalupe, that was coming from the rearview mirror was dangling a picture of it.
Jesus.
So he had this Catholic thing, and he had the box fan actually attached to his dash.
Just recirculating that Mexican-y crotch sweat smell and heat and just fucking stench going over and over and over again. Because, you know, air conditioning is pumping, you know, newly cooled air. Box fans, they just swirl around the same shit until you almost think you're being cooled.
Oh, absolutely. And he was just oozing like, hey, insured motorist, I dare you to hit me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just put me on the, here I am having a few drinks, so I'm like loosening up a little bit. So we actually just settled a case where a gentleman came onto our roadside. His car stalled on the side of a road, and there was a barrier that would prevent him from going.
Did you say
going
a barrier? There was a barrier in the fucking road?
Okay, like a concrete traffic barrier to prevent someone from
That's a fucking barrier. It's a fucking barrier in the road.
That's what Frank calls them. Frank calls them barriers as well.
Okay, well, they are. It's a concrete traffic to keep you from like going off the end of the bridge or something.
Yeah.
But he pulled up against it.
Oh, okay.
He then proceeded to step out of his vehicle. And whatever the first car didn't finish, the second car finished off, killed him.
Oh, my God.
His family, which is estranged, he hasn't seen most of them in years, sued our company because we were negligent in providing a 4-inch yellow stripe, white stripe, that would prevent him from, I guess, opening the car door. And so, they sued us for, I don't know, $5.5 million.
Jesus Christ.
Because if we had that stripe there, then clearly he wouldn't have opened that door. Hmm. But it was in construction, and clearly the rules that we have set place in Fourth Site is that we weren't supposed to paint it like it was by the rules. We're not supposed to. But they sued us anyway, and we just settled that case. And so they got about $1.3 million.
God damn it. Now, if only he was as alert as Frank was when it comes to barriers in the road, he might have had a different response. Perhaps something like this.
I can't even make a U-turn because there's a fucking barrier in the fucking road.
See? Frank knew. He wouldn't try to get near that barrier. Not in a million fucking years. And if he did, Frank, you're not a litigious type. You wouldn't sue.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
You don't know what means. You wouldn't sue. I said what it was, and then I said it again in words you can understand. How could you not understand the whole fucking thing?
So the word litigious means I won't sue.
You know, litigation, Frank. Oh. Never mind.
Well, Dave, the rule is, Frank, always remember yellow's on the left.
Yes.
Yellow stripes always on the left.
And when it comes to underwear, in the front. Okay. Well, Clayton, great to hear from you, buddy. And
Clayton, I think you're a little tipsy right now.
Are you? You have tipped a few back, haven't you?
I've had a few. Yes, sir.
I you know what? Have a few more. And thank you for calling, buddy. I really appreciate it. And everybody out there,
absolutely.
Go to hateustalk.tumblr.com or hateustalk.com and check out fucking amazing show, Hate Us Talk. With your boy, Clayton from Texas. Clayton, thank you very much for calling, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to you later. Here we go around again.
You could have been in that band that I saw at the lake. You could, like, with those vocals, Frank?
Was this
to be honest, the vocals were a little bit off. But the guitar playing was fucking amazing.
Did you find yourself swaying too? Did you find?
I was tapping. Right, my fucking.
I remember you said that most people's backs were to them.
Everybody was, except me.
You felt bad. Did you feel obligated to perhaps face them?
I did face them, but I didn't sit in front. I sat like maybe 10 feet off the side of the stage.
With a song, was there clapping at all or
no? But I gave them some accolades, some adulation. Would you like to hear a sample of it?
I would.
Woo!
I'm not gonna go all in. Yeah! No, you just gave them a little. Woo-hoo.
And then what's worse is when these trailer hitch bands, as I call them. Nobody claps, and they'll still say, okay, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, the thanking nobody thing is just demeaning. But they did encourage everybody to go and get some burgers and whatever else. That's what they said. Yeah, so, Frank, you didn't really get to answer the $4 cover, and you go into a barbecue. What, you expect some food, maybe?
Yeah, just a grand old time.
Go get a burger, something like
all
that?
All the burgers you could eat.
Yeah, we got a burger. We went to the local businesses were an ice cream place and an Outback Steakhouse. Those were the two tents.
Oh, cool. So you got like all different kinds of blooming onions and steaks and stuff.
I got a chicken sandwich. I got a chicken sandwich for $4. And I'm like, well, that sucks. I figured, you know, the Outback tent, they'd have something nice. It was like a goddamn lunch tray. Grilled chicken breast on a fucking bun. That's what it was.
Jeez.
$4. Frank, I was looking around for the other food. Nowhere to be seen. The ice cream tent and the falsely labeled Outback tent. That's what it was. And the goddamn band. That's it. $4. And ice cream, $4. Burger, $4. Entrance, $4. There's two of us, Frank. Do the goddamn math. $24 for two chicken sandwiches and two ice creams. And wow. And some of the finest Stevie Ray Vaughan shredding I've ever heard. And well, to be perfectly honest, the guy was incredible. But, you know, it's kind of difficult to enjoy when, kids are throwing sand at their fucking mixer. Like, there was a kid literally building a sandcastle on stage. Hmm. And that's it. And, like, nobody gave a shit. They played one of the same songs twice.
Really?
Yeah, like they're like, well, we already did this in our first set, but someone just requested it, so you know, we don't want to let you guys down. So they played it again. They literally played it again. It was hideous. Absolutely fucking hideous. The saddest barbecue I've ever been to in my entire life. It's really fucking bad. And you know, I enjoyed the music, but $24 fucking. Have a guy making some fucking burgers. A hot dog. You know what? Maybe even some of those popcorn balls. Or a fucking snow cone. How fucking expensive are snow cones? Are they expensive, Frank?
No, tell me. It's all ice.
It's all ice and a little dollop of fucking little piss syrup. They drizzle on it. And they're not even good, okay? Snow cones are not even fucking good.
I enjoy them.
They get hard. It's like chewing on a fucking brick.
That is true. But you gotta
suck on them to get the juices out.
Is the little cup at the end when it's full of the little juice?
No, because it goes through.
Up.
It's not. They don't use the official shit anymore. They use like the cup that you would get at a dentist office next to the water cooler. It's still a cone, for some reason. And that's one thing I never fucking understood. Why are the water cups at some like water coolers cones? What's the advantage?
So they stack good.
They stack good. Like, they stack better than a fucking cylindrical cup? Is that what it is? Are they cheaper?
I don't know.
What are you doing? I hear typing, Frank. What are you doing?
What are you doing? Nothing. I was trying to look up why they're shaped that way.
Oh, well, you know, I wish you would. While you're at it, maybe you could tell me something about this.
What's with those cone-shaped water cooler cups?
Bow, ba-dum, bow, bow. You know, Kent, people got to get turned on to get off. That was your big Seinfeldian moment from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, by the way, I have a new Seinfeld impression tonight.
No way. Hold on. You have a Seinfeld impression?
Yes, yes.
Now, there's a lot of new listeners. I mean, we've been doing some stuff on Chat Roulette, okay? I've been freestyle rapping to people on Chat Roulette and trying to get them into the show and tell them about it and get them to listen. So they don't really know. When you say Seinfeld impression, they think you're probably going to talk about airplane food.
I got to be honest with you. They're starting to dwindle because, you know, I've so many of them.
Well, Frank, why don't you refuel us with some of your older Seinfeld impressions?
Okay. One of my favorites is when Kramer is he's into having his shirts warmed
up. What do I know about cooking a shirt? That one. That's my favorite one. I love that one. What's the other one you do? Frank, okay. are you there?
Do this the whole night, cuz I'll fucking rip you off, bitch.
You'll rip me off. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you what okay.
So you got. Hey, Kramer, hold on. Am I out of line here? You got a new Seinfeld impression. I'm trying to tell the listeners about what you do.
Let me finish what I was saying. Seinfeld, Kramer, he enjoys getting his shirts warmed up because it makes him feel good. So he went to this pizzeria in order to get Steinbrenner some calzones.
Yes, calzones.
And he says, and by the way, if you watch that show, the guy happened to have three calzones already pre-made. And, you know, anyway. Kramer asked him to cook it, to put his shirt in the oven so he could warm it up. And when he brought it out, it was all burnt up.
Oh, it was all burnt.
And then Kramer said, "Look what you did." And this is what the guy said. The guy says,
"What do I know about cooking a shirt?" I just did it. Already.
Now, my other impression.
That's my impression.
One of my favorite impressions. This is probably my all time most popular.
Bingo. Yeah, come on. What's the impression? Let's hear it.
This is the when they the
Marley Matlin. Yeah, we got it.
Was it the Academy Award winning deaf actress?
What are you
Marley
deaf?
And Benko. She was a ball girl at a tennis
was
match.
Was a farmer and, had a dog named Bingo. Was his name Mo?
He says, "What are you deaf?" And she says, "Bingo."
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's this new one you got? You got a new Seinfeld impression.
I have is now. This is for the real diehard Seinfeldians.
Hmm. Who's it for?
Seinfeldians.
Seinfeldinians.
Okay. There was an episode, one of the early episodes, where they had a guy by the name of Babu. Babu was a
very,
Pakistani.
Very bad man, Jerry. You are a very, very bad man. Is that right? Is that the guy, Babu?
It's not the impression. So you bit your nose and bite your face.
No.
Okay, so Babu is a Pakistani illegal immigrant, and he got deported because Seinfeld forgot to give him his immigration papers.
Okay.
So what happens is now this is like I said, this is for the real diehard ones. Babu's cousin. Comes to look for Babu at Jerry's apartment. And during the course of this meeting, Jerry is chewing gum, and he says to Babu's cousin, "Juicy fruit?" And the cousin goes, "No, too fruity."
Wow, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel right now.
Yeah, baby!
Really, really reaching. I see, I like when you say you have a Seinfeld impression, and practically the impression is of an extra.
Well, that's the beauty of it. See, unlike you, I do impressions of the bits of character.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
Right. You do impressions of the main stars because you're very limited and narrow-minded. But I do impressions of other people who are part of the program.
Hey, Frank, check out my new Seinfeld impression. You ready for it? No. Too fruity. That's my new impression. That's from Seinfeld.
Do you remember that show?
No, I don't. And you know what? If you tell somebody you have an impression from the show Seinfeld, they're going to be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I know, I love that show." And then you'll be like, okay, here's the impression. Too fruity. And they'll be like, right. I have no idea what the right. fuck you're talking about.
Gum? I think Elaine goes, "Gum?" And he goes, "No, too fruity."
Wow. A nickel. How about that?
What was that?
A nickel. Do you remember that episode? Now that's a Seinfeld impression.
Say it again.
A nickel.
Is that Morty?
No. They were in the some kind of waiting room, and I think for the tire repair, and the old guy kept talking about how you could get a candy bar for a nickel.
Yeah, the guy who talks about the...
See how I drew it right to your memory?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to ask you a question. No applause. A lot of talk about wormholes lately.
Yeah.
I want you to... I think I know what a wormhole is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I'll explain it to you. It's mostly burning, and the thing about it is when you enter a wormhole, a bald man screams really, really loud as it bleeds into white fucking jockey underwear. Frank, why is it that of all the things, you just pick wormholes?
I'm hearing it a lot lately. Now, this is what I think a wormhole is when you go from one point in time to another in a matter of a flash. Is that what a wormhole is?
It's a theoretical thing. It's not like they have a fucking picture of one.
Imaginary, in other words.
It's theoretical. They don't know if it exists or does not exist. So it's not necessarily imaginary because it could potentially exist. But they think it's an avenue to another dimension, like a portal, almost. Whatever. Does it really fucking matter? Because, Frank, to be honest, we're discussing wormholes, and I don't even know anything about this trial that just ended today. The Casey Anthony trial. Like, this seems like it'd be something that is way up your alley, but I bet...
I know a lot of people on Facebook are saying that, you know, it's injustice.
I bet you don't even know anything about it.
I do know about it. I didn't watch one stitch of the trial.
And you know what? Neither did I. The only thing I know about this whole thing is that the woman involved kind of looks like what I imagine Katy Perry will look like at her Behind the Music special. Like when all the money's gone and her fucking tits are deflated. Just fucking sallow and fucking run down. With like deep lines in her face. I don't know. Not good. Not interesting. But all over Twitter today. And apparently she was not guilty. And a lot of people are giving Kim Kardashian... You know who she is, don't you?
I do.
She's the Arab with the gigantic ass.
Is she really Arab?
She's Armenian. Is that Arabic?
I'm not sure.
She looks like a fucking... Listen. Not, and I say a fucking, not as if like it's bad to be an Arab. Although lately it's not necessarily looking too good to be one. But a lot of people are giving her shit for tweeting something. She said that she was really shocked about the not guilty verdict for this trial. Casey Anthony being seen as not guilty. And everybody's replying how your father got OJ off. How could you say this, OJ?
Is she responding?
She actually said, I read the comments and I find it crazy that because I was so close to the OJ trial that people think I can't have an opinion on this case. And what I think is nuts is that why do you expect or value any opinion from someone with just an ass? Like, why do you give a shit? She fucked a black dude on a video. Boil it down any fucking way. Tell me something.
Why do you follow her?
I don't follow her. I see people that retweet all of the shit. And when you follow the thread, I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting. I wanted to see if she responded back. So what I did was I sent a little at message her way. And Frank, I want to let you know that you kind of let the show down again. I mean, this is I don't really give a shit what she says, what she doesn't say, what she believes, which is, I think, how everybody should feel about horrors that get fucked on video and people are captivated with her. Like, there are artists who their entire body of work go unnoticed until fucking 20 years after their death.
Are you telling me that you got a response from her?
But no, I didn't get a response from her. But what I'm saying is there are artists that aren't discovered until like 2 decades after they fucking die. But this whore takes a load on her fucking chubby titties, on her tits in a fucking a bedroom or a hotel, wherever the fuck she was. And now she's the it person. She's the one that people are hanging on every word for. Like, it just doesn't seem, it doesn't seem healthy to me. And I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like that people hang on the words of a fucking receptacle, basically. I mean, do you care what she says, Frank?
I don't give a shit at all.
You don't give a shit at all. You're goddamn right. Do you give a shit that she's a businesswoman, an executive producer, a fashion designer, and a perfumista? Do you give a shit? Like, your whole contest that you brought up was to see if you could get somebody to respond to you.
Right.
Some A-lister of a list of names that you would create, which you didn't create. So you instantly, like, you had this huge design for a fucking plane that just never fucking got off the ground.
I forgot all about it.
Forgot all about it. And when I went with Jeff and Vealchop to see Adam Carolla, and afterwards we were out eating food, Vealchop was like, yeah, you got to do that. That could be a really funny thing. That could be really good. And I just told him, like, look, it's never going to happen because it was said that Frank would have to create a list of 20 names. So it's, we're never going to see it happen ever. We're never going to fucking pursue it.
No, it'll happen. I just didn't get a chance to do it.
Yeah, okay. That was it was 2 weeks ago. You didn't get the chance to think of 20 A-listers and maybe let me know of them?
No, I'm working on it as we speak.
Well, as we speak, you should be speaking. You shouldn't be working on it. You should maybe take 5 minutes. First of all, don't give me that fucking pep talk fucking
gym. I told you I had to end this at 10:30, so let's go.
First of all, don't give me that fucking gym teacher fucking... arm stretch and then clap combo to try and pump me up and actually get me to forget what the fuck
right,
I'm talking
stop
about.
Muffling.
Next week, you better have a goddamn list of names.
I will have it.
Will you?
I swear to God on my children.
You swear on your children now. Imagine their souls, how scarred they'll be when you don't have that fucking list. So maybe that'll motivate you. You rotten fuck. Look, I just want to know that we're having a good show. I want to know that everything is well. Quite honestly, I think it was okay.
It was C minus.
Really? You think a C minus? I would never have said a C minus.
Would you have said a C?
I'd say a B. Maybe a B.
Should we ask somebody?
Oh, we do have an expert. Let me see if we can... reach out to our expert.
Can I ask this time, though?
Are you going to fuck it up?
Can't promise anything.
I know you can't. That's why I just gave you a talking to. I'll do it. I'll find out. You can thank him. You like thanking him. Here we go. I'm calling. Sorry to bother you. Did we have a good show this week? Yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Did we have a good show this week? Yes or no?
I don't know, sir.
Yes or no?
No.
God. Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you very much. I'll try. Okay. I'll try harder. They laughed at us, too. You hear that shit?
Yeah. I didn't like the way you coaxed them into answering yes or no, because before in the past you were just asking the question. He would say yes or no, but you led the witness.
Frank, you have to lead him, because if you he was going to just say, I don't know, chicken.
Well, he didn't say that in the past.
Chicken McNugget. He said, I don't know. He fucking said, I don't know.
Not in the past he hasn't said that, dummy.
Well, no shit. He said it now, so what should I do? Just let it sit at, I don't
yeah,
know,
it
and not have a definitive answer, exactly. And potentially maybe get a yes from this fucking piece of shit who puts frozen nuggets in a basket at 2 a.m.? Look, I don't know how I have to work to get this guy to like us. Okay, I don't know what I need to do to make sure the overworked and underpaid fast food nation enjoys what we do. I don't know what to do, Frank. To be perfectly honest, do you have any fucking ideas?
We gotta work harder. We gotta work harder.
Work harder. Well, maybe if you didn't feel like you had carte blanche. Or, you know what, maybe we should talk to someone at Pollo Tropical. I don't know.
They're open at this time.
Well, thank you, everybody,
later,
for listening to the DJ New Style Show. Greatly appreciated. Please, if you enjoyed it, tell your friends to go to DJNewStyleShow.com. TalkShowNetwork.com. Subscribe. All our episodes are up there. Download our fucking talk show. I don't know. Maybe alter the shitty soundtrack of crying and shit breaking and people telling you to do things with people making fun of the people that are saying those things for about an hour every week. DJNewStyleShow.com. Also, we'd really appreciate it if you go to Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. We're closing in on 300 fucking people. 300 goddamn people that have said they like it. We're going to try to bump that up as much as we can. And we could use your help. So let people know. By the way, if you're listening live, you're going to be checking me on Chat Roulette. I'm going to try and interact with some people and perhaps make some anonymous internet friends. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks to Clayton. Thanks to Ed. And thank you, Frank. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
Too fruity.
Thank you. Volunteer.